Okay. The music box.
It's here, Audible show you. Everybody pick an instrument. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
When is an ice fishing house not an ice fishing house? When it's part of an art installation. Every Saturday and Sunday in February, on a frozen lake outside the Twin Cities, the Art Shanty Projects share the ice with anglers, windsurfers, and skaters. These artists and their teams collaborate on creations that are resilient, interactive, and
wacky. Definitely wacky.
Wacky art!
Shanty director and artist Melinda Childs and her staff are tasked with culling a list of 40 to 50 hopefuls down to 20 participants.
You can almost classify the different types of shanties. It's like you've got art-making shanties where they're facilitating, like this year we have one where they're actually doing clay, and then they take the clay home and fire it. Or then you have shanties that are imaginary constructs, stories. There was a plane crash once, and the artists are actually really kind of performing when they're out on the ice, and they're embodying these characters that go along with this whole constructed story that is the story of their shanties. There's the architectural wonders, you know, the ones that are just the shanties themselves are fun to be in and look at and explore. And then there's sort of the sports. There was a basketball shanty that the shanty was a locker room, and then there was basketball court. This year there's a curling shanty. And, you know, so there's these different kind of, they're starting to go into classifications.
The shanty's on-ice manager, David Pittman, has seen an eclectic mix of expressions and never ceases to be amazed.
The one that sort of just knocked it out of the park for me was the mobile home shanty, which was a shed that had four or five pedals on it, and you sat on a bench and you pedaled it, and part of that was the mobility of it. All the other shanties sort of sat.
Pittman teamed up with shanty creator Peter Hoken Thompson for the first exhibition on Medicine Lake in 2004.
You know, I was really initially interested in, and I think both of us were, with this idea of the frozen lake being kind of temporary land that only exists for a part of the year. But it's also this place that has sort of a lot of freedom to it, in the sense that, you know, anyone can put a shanty for ice fishing or whatever, hanging out in, on a frozen lake, and really all you need is this $12 permit from the DNR. You know, I loved sitting in there and people coming in and being like, so what is this thing? And then I would say, oh, well, this is art. And they're like, oh.
They learned quickly about obtaining city, event, and park permits, water patrol permits, and insurance. With those details worked out, they were able to turn an icy lake into a blank canvas.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Ice Ice Maybe. We're a faux retail store. All of our inventory is encased in ice. If there's anything from this display case that you're interested in or want to obtain, you can ask us questions.
If shopping isn't your bag, just move on to the next structure. Or stop in at the information shanty, where you can pick up a map of the other installations and special weekend events. Or just ask the shanty's mayor.
How were you elected?
Well, I was part of building this wonderful shanty that you were just listening to a moment ago, and standing there being an innocent bystander, and they came in and told me I'd become mayor for the day.
And what are some of your duties as mayor?
Well, warming the hearts of all the cold, cold, cold people out here today. That's my main job.
It takes more than a sub-zero blast or a sleeting blizzard to chase away these hardy artists.
I mean, in addition to the fact that it's cold out there, like it is in the city, it's also usually incredibly windy, because if there's any wind at all, you know, you're on this wide open expanse with nothing to stop or slow down the wind.
We've never canceled. We've had slow days, just because the public sort of cancels by by saying I'm not going to go out there, we've been out there in 27 below and wind chills that were unbelievable, and it's a true vision into the character of Minnesota and the people that come out.
And it takes more than a polar vortex or a change of venue to scare away hardy Minnesotans.
Actually, when we moved to White Bear Lake, we got letters of support from the neighborhood organization and the city, and there's been a number of people saying, where are you? Why aren't you here? And when we tell them that we're on White Bear Lake, and I say, I hope you'll still come visit. And they say, of course, we wouldn't miss it. It's a trek, but we love you so much.
So if you're looking for the perfect cure for cabin fever, bundle up, grab an extra pair of woolen socks and your mucklucks, and head out to the Art Shanty Projects for an experience that's uniquely Minnesotan. This is Joe Sadowski for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.